Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. My name is Adriana. How can I assist you today?
Adriana, hi. My name is Mark Zadra, Z-A-D-R-A. And I purchased the land only package for the University of Florida versus Texas football game. So
yes,
I've got the hotel and then the bus rides and all that. Last night I was at the Gator, University of Florida Gator Quarterback Club, and they said that they had gotten their list and everybody should have gotten an email about the itinerary and all that. I didn't receive anything, and they don't have me down as even participating. I wonder if you could help me with that.
Okay. Well, let's see. I do know that the itinerary email was sent out last week, but let me double check on that for you. May I have your last name one more time, please?
Yes, it's Zadra, Z-A-D-R-A. I checked my spam folder and I don't see one. It's possible that I missed one, but I've kind of been watching for something.
Yes, sir. Well, let's see. And just to make sure that we have here that email address correct, we have here mzadra55@comcast.net.
That's correct.
Okay. And one moment, please. Okay, so yes, sir, I do see here the itinerary was sent out late last week. I'm going to request our tour manager for them to get this resent to you so you can have that.
Well, I don't understand. I searched for y'all and I found, you know, the receipts that y'all had emailed me back for the payment of my money. And I checked the trash bin, I checked the deleted items, the inbox. And I don't see anything, but anyway. So how come the Gator Club wouldn't have had my information then? They say they don't show me listed.
And that's because of the reservation that you booked was not with the Gator Club portion of that. That went out. That was sold out pretty quickly. You are reserved as just a normal fan that will be traveling, not with the quarterback club.
So you say I am listed with them or I'm not?
You're not.
But I went through their email and all to make my reservations. So you're just saying I didn't get the Gator Quarterback Club pricing or anything?
Let me double check. If they didn't show up, if you did not show up in their system, that's right. You didn't get any quarterback discounts or pricing and whatever they're going to be doing. You only booked as a normal fan.
That's not what you, in fact, I talked to you when I called. That's not what you told me.
I'm sorry. Those packages went out, they were sold out pretty quickly.
No, they weren't, because I got an email about 10 days ago from them saying that there were still slots available from the quarterback club, saying there's still slots available if you'd like to participate, but they said your deadline, I'd have to go back and pull up the email. Well, I'm extremely disappointed to find out that. So, I mean, they sent out and it says there's three options you can do for the trip, and it's special quarterback club pricing. So I followed exactly what the email said to do and called y'all. So I guess I'm just got kind of screwed over then, pricing wise.
I am so sorry. As far as I'm aware, in all the reservations that I've booked, all of the quarterback boosters or Gator boosters were already sold out.
Well, that's not what, actually, when I called you, even you told me there were plenty of spots.
There were plenty of spots as a normal fan, but not for the quarterback club.
Those well, now why already. Wouldn't you have told? Why wouldn't you have told me that when I called? Because I told you I'm a member of the Gator Quarterback Club. I'm calling to reserve a hotel. I said I would be included on their bus, so I'm not included on their bus or anything.
No, sir, I'm sorry. I'm looking here.
Now, I'll tell you what, then I need to talk to whoever your owner is. Because that's exactly what the email says. You get tickets. And I confirmed that with you.
You have the two-night hotel accommodations, the round-trip hotel to the stadium.
Well, that's what I just asked, and you said that I don't have that. So I'm confused.
Yes, sir. So you're going to get on the charter bus to go to the stadium and from the stadium back to hotel.
Okay. And then how will the Gator Club know that? Because they say they don't have me participating at all.
You're not in their system. You're not going to be with them. You're going to be with the other fans. Again, because this reservation was booked outside of the quarterback club. And again, the quarterback club only has 6 spots available, and they were sold out quick.
6 spots?
Yes. I'm showing here we only had 2-night land package, quarterback club, 6 spots. And those sold out quick.
You didn't tell me that. When I called, you told me you had plenty of spots. There were still
plenty of spots for the normal. Fans.
But you didn't tell me that. That's the
I'm
thing
pretty
that
sure I
have
did.
Trouble with.
These calls
no,
are
sure
recorded, and we can go back and listen to the calls.
Okay,
I'm
well,
pretty sure.
Please do.
Yes, sir. I have a tour manager review the call and get back with you.
Okay.
Yes,
all right. That'd be great. I expect to call back then.
Yes, sir. All right. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful day.
So you're sending a new email to me?
Yes, the itinerary will be emailed to you, and I will have a tour manager reach out to let you know what the recording stated.
All right. Because the other thing is there was a deadline of Monday the 28th to sign up for the get-together that they were having. It says tickets must be purchased by Monday the 28th, which has already passed. Who's responsible for that? I mean, how would I find out about that? Because now I didn't even learn about it till last night till they told us. Y'all should all have gotten your emails about your package, which I had not.
Let's see. I would get together. Tickets on the 28th. We're not aware of that. I'm sorry.
It's in your email. What do you mean you're not aware of it? It's in the email of the itinerary.
It's in the email in itinerary, but you stated you haven't received the itinerary.
But what I told you, and you're not listening, is that I was at the Gator Quarterback Club last night, and they said all of you should have received the email. So I went up and I said, I haven't gotten one. I'm on your list. No. So the gentleman forwarded me the email that he got from you saying this has the itinerary in it, and you need to call him and find out why you're not on that. So that's
okay,
how
and
I
again, that's because you're not booked with them. So that wouldn't apply to your reservation.
How do you know? How would I even known to have called y'all if it hadn't been through the Gator Quarterback Club?
Because you attended their meeting. That's how you got that information, but that's only
No, I got an email from the Gator Quarterback Club saying, here are the packages. So I called you and I said, hey, I want to know, are there still available packages? Oh, yes, we've got plenty. So I said, all right, well, I'm going to confirm and I'll call you back. And that's what I did. So, but anyway, we'll see.
Okay.
So what happens on the phone call where it's very clear that's what I was asking for, then what happens?
The tour manager will be able to further assist.
All right. Do you know who the tour manager is? Is that the man that's in the itinerary that's going to be out there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I should hear from him today sometime?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling Total Sports Travel. Have a wonderful day.
All right. You too.